Welcome to Striving for Revival with Justin Cooper. This broadcast will challenge and encourage God's people to seek revival. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Striving for Revival.
Welcome to the Striving for Revival radio broadcast. This is Brother Cooper. I'm coming to you today from somewhere along the revival trail. My, what a privilege it is to have you join us for the broadcast today. And what an honor is mine to take the King James Bible and to share with you some eternal truth from the very Word of God. I hope you're having a great day today. I hope that you're finding something to do to advance the cause of Christ. I hope that you're letting your light shine and being a testimony to the good grace of God in your area. And I do know this, the time is too short for us to waste it. The Bible tells us to redeem the time, and here's why: the days are evil. And we need to make the most out of our time. We need to buy that time back and invest it wisely. And I'm praying that God will let you and I both be good stewards of every second that He's blessed us with. You know, our life, maybe sometimes the day seems long, the hours seem forever, but our life is really brief. It's just a short thing. In fact, James talks about our life being as a vapor that appears for a little while, then vanisheth away. And what we have is we have now. We have this moment. We have today. And while it's day, let us work, for the night cometh when no man can. And I want to challenge you to be busy about the work of God. A lot of folks plan, a lot of folks dream, a lot of folks purpose. But I tell you what we need are some doers, some folks that get out there and just get the job done. We are in Genesis chapter 45, and this is our second study now in this 45th chapter. And we'll continue on here in this story as Joseph has revealed himself to his brethren. Now, if you've missed the prior study in this chapter, or if you've missed any of our prior Bible studies, all of those are archived on our podcast. And our podcast is found on every major podcast platform. In fact, if you just do a Google search of Striving for Revival podcast, it comes up quickly. And also you can do the same if you want to find a radio network to listen to us on. And all of those are online as well. We have stations that are AM and FM, physical stations. Then we have these streaming networks that air us as well. And so there are many, many avenues by which you can tune in and be a listener. And it's amazing. I was just preaching the other day, and somebody came up to me and said, "Your voice sounds so familiar." And I said, "It does." And they said, "Yeah, your voice sounds familiar. Your voice sounds like the voice we hear at breakfast every morning at our house." And I said, "What do you mean?" They said, "Well, we listen to this podcast, and it's called Striving for Revival." And said, "You sound like the guy there." And I said, "Do I?" I said, "I bet he's a good-looking fella too." And the person just kind of stared at me and said, "It's me. That is me." And they said, I thought it was." And anyway, that was a neat thing to find somebody who listens, and not necessarily because they've met me before or know who I am. They just stumbled across it via Christian podcast, and that was a blessing. All right, let's begin reading now in Genesis 45. We'll begin in verse number 1 again. "Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him. And he cried, 'Cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians in the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live?' And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence." Now you notice all these years, Joseph still loved Jacob. He longed to know about his father. And let me challenge you today, take advantage of the time you have with your parents. And you say, "Well, we don't really get along." Well, make yourself get along. Do what you can, because one of these days, I promise you this, you'll wish that you had. When you stand over and look down into a coffin and their body lies there, you'll wish that you had more time. And today, if your parents are alive, let me challenge you to treat them right. And even if it's not reciprocated, and it's a shame when it's not, but even if it's not, you do what you can do. And you be good to them. And take advantage of the opportunity you have to make a phone call or send a text and just say that I love you. I'm thinking about you. Thank you for everything you've done for me, and I promise you, you won't regret that. You won't. "Doth my father yet live?" Joseph asked. And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, "Come near to me, I pray you." And they came near, and he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that ye sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life." And what a great statement of faith that is. It's a statement of God's providence, of God's sovereignty. It's a statement of a man who's reckoned with the fact that God's ways are not our ways, God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts, but God doeth all things well. And now Joseph can look back on his life and see the hand of God weaving and working and molding and making and shaping and directing his life. And he's come to terms I'm sure he wishes. At the time, he hadn't gone through the pit and gone through the being sold and gone through what he did at Potiphar's and in prison. But now he can look back and see those circumstances were stepping stones to get him to this place of success. And let me challenge you today that you need not get bitter about where you find yourself today, and understand that where you are today is not where you're going to be forever. It's a stepping stone to some place, to somewhere, and God is directing us. We have that promise in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for good. Now, it doesn't say that all things are good. It doesn't say all things are pleasant. It doesn't say all things are enjoyable. It just says all things work together for a purpose. And that purpose is God's will, and God's will is good. And we will look back on the process once we see the finished product and be thankful for everything God allowed us to endure and experience, because it got us to that place of the perfect will of God fulfilling His purpose. All right, so God did send me before you to preserve life. Verse 6, for these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in the which there shall be neither be earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. Now, we've talked about how Joseph is a type of Christ, and there's so many different types we can make and applications we can pull from this. But I love that statement too, how God said sent Joseph before them to save their lives, and says by a great deliverance. And of course, Christ has delivered us. And what a great deliverance. Verse 8, so now it was not you that sent me hither, but God. And he hath made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Haste ye, and go up to my father, and say unto him, thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me lord of all Egypt. And I love how Joseph always gives God the glory. He always gives God the credit. Remember, he answered the dreams, and he gave credit and glory to God. With Pharaoh, he did the same. It's not in me. He said, God can. Here's what God says. And he gave God the glory. And here again, he says, God sent me. He said, God's made me. God's done this in my life. It's not Joseph. It's not Joseph's charisma. It's not Joseph's ability to climb the ladder. It's not his personality. It is God who is exalting him. And he was quick to give God the glory. You know, God is going to bless a man like that. And God's going to bless a woman like that. I see it so often. If we're not careful, we rob that from God. As wicked as Herod on his throne, who was eaten by worms because he gave God not the glory, you and I better be careful that we don't ascribe any of our successes to us. Because I'll say this, without God, we are crippled, we cannot walk, we are without hearing, we cannot hear, we're blind, we cannot see, we are dumb, we cannot speak. It is God that gives us the ability to do anything that is anything positive. And so all that glory goes to God. Whenever you get a raise at work, you be quick to give God the glory. Whenever something happens in your family, a blessing, be quick to give God the glory. When something works out in your favor, be quick to give God the glory. When you preach a message and people say, that's the best preaching ever heard, well, God help you, because the devil will use that to hurt you. But listen, you be quick to give God the glory. If somebody comments on your special song, give God the glory just in everything. Whether you eat, you drink, you sleep, whatever you do, all of it's done to the glory of God. And we've got to be careful not just to do it for God's glory, but to make sure we give Him the glory vocally. Let's not steal it and try to rob God of what's due Him. So Joseph did, and Joseph said, God hath made me lord of all Egypt. Come down unto me, tarry not. And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that thou hast, and there will I nourish thee. All these statements are great. Joseph says, you come live with me, you'll be near me. And then he said, I'll nourish you. Just, again, a type of Christ. When you get saved, thank God you draw near to God. God draws near to you. God supplies all of our need. Not only that, we can apply it to heaven, how He's preparing a place for us where we can stay with Him and live forever in eternity. What a blessing that'll be. And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children, and thy children children and thy flocks and thy herds and all that thou hast, and there will I nourish thee, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty. So he said, if you want to make it through the hard time, if you want to make it through the famine, then you need to be where I am. And friend, if you're going to survive this life and have any hope of eternal life, it's all because of Jesus Christ. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Until next time, pray with me for revival.
Thank you for joining us today for Striving for Revival with Justin Cooper. Listen at this time every weekday as we strive for revival.